JM and the AM Monday on Zos Hanukkah. Reb Judah Michel is, of course, the executive director of Camp Hask. We were with him, well, in addition to him being at our event with his wonderful wife, you know, for us in Yerushalayim, just a couple of weeks ago. We were with him, obviously, in Camp Hask when we did the live show in the middle of the summer. Had an amazing time up there. It's always incredible, and it's always miraculous during this holiday of miracles, I'll say that. But this time around, it was just something extra special, and it was great to get back up there, especially after the pandemic. It's also, for me, a tremendous honor, a tremendous kavod, that I've been asked to again preside over the program on the night of the 8th of January at NJPAC, a place I've never played before, and a place that's a real stage and really beautiful, and that's where Hask is going to be conducting a Time for Music 36 this time around on the 8th of January. Reb Judah Michel, Chag Urim Sameach, and welcome back to JM and the AM.
Thank you, Freilich and Hanukkah, to you and to everyone.
You only have an hour or two left for the big holiday.
I mean, only. It's you can make a lot out of a little. That's what we learned this holiday, no? And
I was thinking
a little bit lasted 8 days, so then, you know, a couple hours could last all winter.
I was thinking about you yesterday because on the way back from shul yesterday morning, I was telling my son how Reb Shloimeh used to say that you could say Gemar Tov all the way until Hanukkah. So I was thinking of all those who appreciate the beauty the beauty of Hasidic life and Hasidic input. Certainly, if there's a couple hours left in a holiday, there's plenty of time left for the holiday, right?
And bureaucracy in the upper world. You know, by the time the Gezar Din gets done, you know, I feel like they schlep it out a little bit to give us more chance to do more mitzvahs and get some more light in there before the final judgment comes down. It should be sweet for everybody.
Well, honestly, that's pretty amazing. And Bezrat Hashem, it will be sweet, please God, for everybody. Well, I mean, you remember what it's like. You remember what it's like when it's not, I mean, I don't know if you're familiar with what's happening in this area weather-wise, when it's not 10 degrees and there's not a lot of snow on the ground. You know what it's like up in Parksville, New York at Camp Hask. We had the opportunity to be together, as I said, during one of the shows that we did this past summer. And now everybody out there gets to support the efforts of the incredible staff and volunteers at Hask. By supporting an amazing Jewish music event. Let's start with what happens up there every single summer, Reb Judah. I said during this week of miracles, during this holiday of miracles, I used the word miraculous to describe what the summer is like. Before we talk about the January event, remind everybody what you see and experience every single summer.
Thank you. So, I mean, anybody, you have to see it to believe it. It's 2 months that provide literally 15% of the year, 350 families, a summer of respite, of service for individuals with specialized needs, developmental disabilities, with physical handicaps, provides a real opportunity for the families to have a break, for the individuals who are in our service and our care, for the campers to have just an unparalleled experience of meaningful fun, of academics, of medical care instead of therapeutic care. But what's really important to recognize is that for the vast majority of our campers and their families, there just is no other place for them to be. After school is over and after the year-round programs, you know, that are based on the academic calendar come to an end, There's eight Shabbosos in Camp Hask in Parksville that provides a level playing field and an opportunity for men and women, for children and for adults with special needs to have a place to be.
I have to interrupt you for 1 second, Reb Judah. I have to interrupt you 1 second because it's interesting how you spoke about 15%, and some people would say this about summer camp in general. For a lot of these young men and women that you're describing, a lot of the clients of Hask, so to speak, and families who are benefiting, this summer is way more than 15% of the calendar. They are gaining to a tremendous amount. Yes, where, I mean, some people would say the 2 months of the summer are more important than the rest of the year. So you're describing it beautifully.
Yeah, I mean, we hear that from parents. We hear that from parents and from families every single year.
Yep.
That not just the milestones and the progress and the growth and the development that takes place personally and intellectually and in terms of the relationships, but the sense that there is an entire summer, 2 months that are designed and created around the specific needs of every individual, where they're loved and they're the center of attention and the stars of the show, really makes all the difference for them and for their families and for the hundreds of staff members, the professionals and volunteers who are involved in the direct care and the therapy. It's life-changing because we keep using this word miraculous and it really is something. There's really something in the algorithm of the way the Ribon Shalom made the world, that when there's giving in such a real way, and there's togetherness and there's achdus and there's this sense of Avos Yisrael that's manifest in such a profound and real way, then miracles really do happen. And the growth and the change that you see in everyone, in the campers and in the staff, and then in the families and in the communities, is something which is just profound. And that's really what's unique about Camp Pass. That, like you said, even though it is 15%, it's like that little bit of oil that lasts and goes and goes and goes. Those few weeks of the year, that small percentage really is something which impacts lifetimes. And that's something that we're very proud of.
Now, Reb Judah, you know, and you've been involved with HASC, obviously, a long time, not only in the position as executive director. You know, Reb Judah, that organizations, in this case, a HASC summer program, have peaks and valleys. And that's usually what happens. But it seems that the trajectory for HASC since its founding has been only up, thank God, Bli Ayin Hara. And now I think you would say, after experiencing last summer, it's really at the top of its game and the best it's ever been. I don't know if there's an explanation for this. I don't know if there are administration and staff members who deserve credit for this. But it's pretty remarkable that we sit here in almost 2023, ready to talk about the 36th consecutive concert, and things have only, Baruch Hashem, gone up and up. How do you explain?
So it's everything is cyclical in life. Vayera, Vayvoker, the way Hashem creates the world, the heartbeat, it's up and down. Every person and the story of Klal Yisrael, Golas and Gula, darkness and light. And there is something consistent. There is a Malin Bakodesh narrative of improvement and slowly but surely the world getting better and growth. When there's something real that's taking place and that direct care, people taking care of one another, there's something true, there's something real, so then it's lasting. But the last few years, under Shneel Khan's leadership, he's a longtime camp director, and obviously that the family that has made such an impact on Klal Yisrael, the Khan family over the last half century, under his leadership, and I say this under real achrayus, that our board of directors in the last decade has continued to display, and so many lay leaders and partners who've really stepped up. Things have only continued to grow and develop. Our impact and I'd say the scope of care has changed. I think it's a lot of it has to do with need.
The more response to that need, right? And response to that need.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Exactly. Meaning like the more that right. There's so many worthy and wonderful Jewish organizations that are addressing inclusion needs in Klal Yisrael. So many that are involved, that you're involved with, and that we've all seen firsthand that are so doing such important and meaningful work. And yet it's consistently the consistent need for intensive care that HASC provides, and for the respite that HASC provides, is just a calling that so many good, responsible, caring Jews, and members of our board and our staff members and professionals and volunteers and everyone who contributes in so many different modalities to Camp HASC. It's extraordinary and it's extraordinary and it's inspiring, and I think it's a credit to the Jewish community.
Yep.
And you know, that, and it's something to the real Kiddush Hashem. So that we're growing and that our services are improving and that the scope of services are changing and continuing to improve. I think it's a direct result of the need, the family's need and the camper's need. And it's a real credit to Klal Yisrael, who consistently are answering those needs.
No question about it. Rabbi Judah Michelle is with us. Some of the people that deserve that credit are those who literally are sponsoring the concert on the 8th of January. Partners include J Drugs. We had a chance to speak to Ronnie and Larry last week about their involvement. Thank you, Hashem, Americare, Meridian Capital Group, the MB Glassman Foundation at the platinum level, P&G, Atlantic, Bisadno, and the Burger Organization at the gold level, Outer Stuff, Debel Foods, Encore Support Services, and there are about 30 others at other levels that have joined in to participate. So there is a tremendous response, not just from ticket buyers and lay leaders in our community, but certainly the organizations and the outfits and the companies that out there have been there as sponsors. But that list continues to grow and grow proudly, and they're all going to be proud participants on the 8th of January. All right, Reb Judah, so now let's get to the specific night. First of all, I'm assuming you have an update about whether there are any tickets available at this point. Do you have any idea if there are any tickets available at this point anymore?
There are. Baruch Hashem, we are about 90% sold out.
Wow.
At this point, which is, I mean, thank God every Time for Music show has sold out in history. Baruch Hashem. And this year we're ahead of schedule. We still have, we have a couple weeks till the concert.
Right.
And we're literally 90% sold out. People recognize that this is going to be an unparalleled night of uplifting, meaningful Jewish entertainment, world class music. The location this year.
Yeah,
thank God we're back to a theater after COVID for the first time that we're able to now. Baruch Hashem, being a proper theater.
Nobody can complain about this venue. I'll tell you that much. It's amazing. It really is amazing. It's NJ Pack, folks. It's NJ Pack, New Jersey Performing Arts Center in Newark, New Jersey. And just look at the visual online. It's pretty remarkable how beautiful a theater it is. By the way, Reb Judah, am I right that no information has been disclosed regarding the artist for that night, or have I missed something?
Nope. This year we're continuing the newer tradition of not releasing the names of the performers and keeping the main thing the main thing. Okay. But what everyone has come to know and appreciate is that besides the magnificent venue and besides for the reception that'll be next door at the Robert Street, and besides for just the incredible stage and the production and the technology, people understand that in terms of the singers, the performers, the arrangements, the duets, the level of orchestra, this is going to be something which you do not want to miss. Performers from literally all over the world, a number of whom are some returning classics and greats, and quite a few making their Time for Music debut on the big stage. It's going to be something really awesome. It's going to be a really unbelievable night in the session.
And I guess the easiest way to get information about all of this is to go to Hask36.com, literally HASC, Hask 36, the number 3, and then the number 6.com. Everybody out there, ladies and gentlemen, a Time for Music 36 is on the calendar. It is 90% sold out. You know the cause. If you tune into this program on a regular basis, there's no doubt you know the cause. If you're new to this and are not sure whether Hask provides an amazing night every time they hit the stage in January, the answer is yes. That I can guarantee. And as I said, I'm honored that I'm back as the one who will be presiding over the program that night. So I can't wait to announce these acts and to get everybody riled up on stage and certainly in the audience for a great night of Jewish music, spirit, and inspiration. It's all happening courtesy of a place and to support a place that's all about spirituality, inspiration, and excitement. That's, of course, Camp Hask, which normally, when we're up there, is beautiful sunshine. It is by the way, speaking of miracles, every time we do a show up there and every time you you guys do an experience day. The weather's amazing. I know you're going to yell at me for giving it Ayn Hara for this coming year, but Judah, it is pretty remarkable how the best looking day of the summer is always that day, which is really funny when you think about it. But all right, we can talk about that another time.
There's a great Siyata D'Shamayah, and I know that same Siyata D'Shamayah, God willing, is going to be at NJPAC on January 8th. Our concert chairman this year, Miles Berger.
Nice.
Miles Berger, who I know that you know.
Yeah.
I mean, this is also co-hosting the reception at the hotel next door,
right,
before the concert. Really, I mean, really, I could say that A Time for Music this year is going to be an instant classic. Some of the more traditional and classic elements of A Time for Music that the world has come to know and love and expect are going to be front and center, with some real cutting edge new stuff, new technology, a brand new song that's going to be debuted by all the performers that's going to reflect the theme of the night, which is really coming together on behalf of Camp Hask, and that's something that we are very excited about. And I think there's going to be a real Chadesh Yomeinu Kekedem, newness, creativity, and expansiveness with a lot of the old and traditional classic elements of the concert that that people know and love. And we're really excited to welcome everybody. It's going to be a phenomenal night of Kiddush Hashem, of Avos Yisrael, and of unbelievable music.
That sums it up. That sums it up. And a big yeshar koach to Miles Berger. Hask is in good hands if he's concert chairman, and the Robert Treat Hotel hosting the event, the reception before the event for the sponsors, etc. is an amazing venue. Everybody out there, get ready. NJPAC, you've heard a lot about it. I don't think we've ever had a Jewish music event there. I may be wrong about that. I think the CM Hashas may have been part of it at one time. I don't remember, but it doesn't matter. The point is that NJPAC is where Hask 36 is going to be taking place on the night of January the 8th. Go to Hask36.com, literally, HASC36.com. Hask36.com. Get all the information about the event. Get your donations and reservations in, and get ready to enjoy A Time for Music number 36. Reb Judah Michel, big yeshar koach to you. Looking forward to the event.
What better way to end Hanukkah? What better way to end Hanukkah? Hodos Olahalel, Zos Hanukkah, the day which is an Eis Rotzon Mesugel for Tzedakah. You get those end of year tax deduction. You get that Zos Hanukkah open gates and an unbelievable gift to give your loved ones.
Oh, I was just
going to spend a meaningful and uplifting night out, baby. That's it.
I was wondering if you were to go there. I was wondering if you were to go there, Judah, because you were doing the whole spiritual angle. I just wanted to say, there's no greater Hanukkah gift out there. It's as simple as that.
That's it. There's nothing more spiritual than that.
Reb Judah, as you know, we're traveling today. Hopefully you and I can continue this conversation in the holy city of Jerusalem this week, Bezrat Hashem.
Looking forward. Let's all share simchas and good health, everyone.
Amen. Yeshar koach. And I'm not kidding, folks. I'm hoping that Reb Judah will be able to join us at one of the live shows that we're doing this week in Jerusalem. And obviously we'll continue the conversation about the big Jewish music event of Hask 36. He's executive director of Camp Hask, Reb Judah Michel. I thank him for joining us on a very special Zos Hanukkah morning here at JMNAM. Go to Hask36.com. Again, go to Hask, H-A-S-C-36.com. You are listening to JM in the AM.